Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening and stay connected.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, be with us this hour as we worship you. In this season that is cluttered with noise and distractions, help us to hear a word from you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Holy Innocents.
Good morning.
First, I want to thank Michael and the entire staff here at Holy Innocents for inviting me to share with you all this morning. I want to begin with a story, and I believe that it'll be familiar to most of you all. In the late 1930s, Robert May wrote a story about Santa Claus and a reindeer. I'll remind you of how that story goes. In a mythical place far, far away lived a reindeer named Rudolph. Now, there were other reindeer there, too. You remember some of their names? There was Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and
Vixen,
Comet and Cupid,
Donner and Blitzen.
Now, all of these reindeer were very gifted and special reindeer. They were all special because they could fly, and they helped Santa on Christmas Eve. But Robert May's story goes on to tell us that there was something different about Rudolph. He wasn't like all of the other reindeer because he had a big, shiny red nose. And because of that, the story says that they would laugh at him, and the reindeer wouldn't let him join in any of the reindeer games. Now, Rudolph undoubtedly tried to blend in. He wanted to hide his difference, and because he didn't want to be different, he wanted to play and to laugh just like all of the other reindeer. But we all know how the story ends. One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa comes to Rudolph. He sees Rudolph's difference. He sees Rudolph's bright red nose and invites Rudolph to join with him and to share that light with the whole world. I offer that story this morning because in today's gospel lesson, John calls together another group of special people, a group of people who were born with great gifts and born of a wonderful legacy. He calls them together, and he dares them to be different. He dares them to allow their response to God's love to lead them to live a life that's different from everyone else's. Do you all remember the reading that the deacon read? It begins a bit harshly, right? John says to the people gathered to be baptized, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Put another way, John says, "You sneaky, sneaky people, who told you that you would stay out of trouble if you just let me pour some water on top of you?" He goes on to explain that God wants more from them than just the water of baptism. God wants them to bear fruit, to be different, to do things that show their willingness to follow God. You see, my friends, the people in that crowd that John was speaking to, they weren't all that different from Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. They, too, wanted to be just like everyone else. They wanted to join in and participate in a world that was found it perfectly acceptable for a tax collector to cheat and to exploit the citizens. They wanted to be just like everyone else, who gets to keep all of her clothes and never has to share with those who are cold. But John dares the people gathered to be different. He teaches them that because of the commitments that they've made at the waters of baptism, they can't be like everyone else. No, they aren't allowed to be greedy or to cheat. It's not okay for them to say that they love God on one hand and then refuse to share their food with the hungry. John dares them to be different. Now, friends, I don't want this point to get lost on us, so let me take a moment. You see, back in that day and time, it was expected that tax collectors or bill collectors would collect more than the person actually owed. This was commonplace. In the words of every teenager who's ever lived, everybody's doing it. Everybody. All of the tax collectors cheated. That's just what they did. And the same was true with the soldiers. They would use their weapons to make people fearful. They would use their power to exploit people. And that's just what soldiers did. It was soldiers being soldiers. But John looks those tax collectors in the eyes, and he looks those soldiers in the face, and he simply invites them to do something different. He invites them to respond to God's goodness and God's grace by living a different kind of life. Friends, this morning, I dare you to be different. I dare you to be unashamedly and consistently different. Because of the commitments that we make at that font, because of the commitments that our parents made on our behalf when we were baptized, we must live differently. My friends, we are called to be different. While our friends collect and consume more and more of the latest and newest toys and gadgets, we are called to be different. While we live in a society that rewards farmers for abstaining from growing grain, while children across the world go hungry, we are called to be different. Although it is now commonplace for people to regularly pay unfair wages to undocumented workers, to women and people of color, we are called to be different. Indeed, even though everyone else is picking on the little girl who goes to the special class or wears the different clothes, we are called to be different. Now, someone here has already gotten my point. It's fairly simple. Be different. And so the real question that you're asking is, how can I be different? How do I bear fruit like John the Baptist is asking of me? Well, my friends, the reality is that being different is hard. And because it's hard, it requires two things. First, in order to be different in the way that God has called us to be, we must pray. We must pray and invite the Holy Spirit to help us be different. We must pray for boldness and courage. We must pray for strength and wisdom. And then, friends, along with your prayers, you must practice. You have to practice being generous. We have to practice being kind. We have to practice being just towards our neighbor and towards one another. We even have to practice being honest. Friends, living differently, I'll be honest, it may cost you. It may cost you your current group of friends. It may cost you opportunities to join in all the reindeer games. But my friends, here's the good news. We have a bright, shiny light in us too. Like Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, a light glows within us. And that light gives us the strength and the courage to live a different kind of life. The light of the Holy Spirit lives in all who love the Lord. And it's that light, the Holy Spirit, that allows us to grieve differently because we are a people not without hope. It's that light, the light of the Holy Spirit, that allows us to speak out against injustice and to love our neighbors well, because we are a people who have experienced the love of God. So now, my friends, as you go forth into a dark and sometimes scary world, pray and practice being different. Invite the Holy Spirit to help you share your light throughout the whole world. Lord God, help us. Amen.
Amen.